Customer service.
Mona Shaw is a quiet grandmother who lives a quiet life in a quiet suburb of Washington, D.C. But one afternoon, Mona made a lot of noise with a hammer. She didn't make noise because she was building something or fixing something. She made a lot of noise because she was angry. Mona's troubles began when she got a letter from a big telephone company. "Sign up now for our special offer," the letter said. "We'll give you 3 services, telephone, TV service, and high-speed internet, for only $100 a month." That seemed like a good deal, so Mona called the company. "I'd like to sign up for your special offer," she said. "Great," a company representative said. "A technician will be at your house on Monday." Mona stayed home all day on Monday. The technician didn't come. On Wednesday, the technician finally came. First, he disconnected Mona's old telephone service. Then he tried to connect the new telephone service. But he had a problem, and he couldn't finish the job. "I'll come back tomorrow," he said. The technician didn't come back. Now Mona had a problem. She had no telephone service. She was worried. She was 75 years old, and she had a bad heart. "What if I need to call 911 for help?" Mona thought. She went to the company's office. "May I help you?" a smiling customer service representative asked Mona. "A technician came to my house and disconnected my old phone service, but he couldn't connect the new service," Mona said. "Can someone come as soon as possible to finish the job?" "You need to talk to the manager," the customer service representative said. "Please, take a seat." Mona sat down and waited, and waited, and waited, and waited. 2 hours later, the customer service representative told her, "I'm really sorry. The manager went home. You'll have to come back another day." Mona went to a neighbor's house and called the company. "Someone will come to your house next Tuesday," a company representative said. Mona waited all day Tuesday. Nobody came. At 4:30 that afternoon, Mona went down to the basement, got her husband's hammer, and went back to the company's office. She walked over to the customer service representative's computer. Bam! She hit the computer's monitor with the hammer. Bam! She hit the keyboard. Bam! She hit the telephone that was next to the computer. "I don't have telephone service," she told the customer service representative. "Now, you don't either." Bam! She hit the phone again. A few minutes later, the police arrived and arrested Mona. Later, a judge told Mona, "You have to pay $345 for the damage to the computer and the phone." That was okay with Mona. "I don't mind paying the money," she said. "It was worth it. I feel so much better." Mona has good telephone service now. It is with a different company.